You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and the insights towards developing yourself as a self-leader before moving on towards leading others. In this week's episode, I want to talk to you about actions and consequences. Sir Isaac Newton has three laws of motion attributed to him. Now, if you don't know who Sir Isaac Newton is, then let's go back to middle school or junior high science class. Sir Isaac Newton was an 17th and 18th century English mathematician, physicist, astronomer, alchemist, theologian, and author, who was described in his time as a natural philosopher. Now, his third law of motion says, and I quote, "Whenever one object exerts a force on a second object, the second object exerts an equal and opposite force on the first." Or, quote, "For every action in nature, there is an equal and opposite reaction," end quote. So what does this have to do with this week's topic of action and consequences? Nothing and everything. See, by now, as adults, we all should realize and begrudgingly accepted the fact that no matter what we say or do, there are consequences to be had. No one is immune. Yep, you heard that right, no one. Now, for every action, as humans we take, there is a consequence, and it's good or bad. As a leader, you are not immune to actions and consequences. As a leader, you will make mistakes. Mistakes that people can forgive. Mistakes that you can forgive yourself, about yourself, for yourself. But the consequences is to never forget the mistake. You know, that's definitely a consequence. Don't forget the mistake. Because the moment you forget the mistake is the moment you are doomed to repeat it. Then the consequences will be greater. See, consequences cannot be stopped. Consequences can never be stopped. They may not happen now or later, but they will happen. And usually when you least expect it. Now, sometimes the consequence is an equal reaction, and sometimes it's also very lopsided or one-sided, if you may. See, unlike Newton's third law, the consequences of your actions are not directly proportional. They are usually exponentially greater, meaning that the consequences grow in severity. Now, but no matter the amount and the severity of the consequences to your actions, the consequences are part of life. See, as a leader, it serves you best to understand and accept the fact that the actions you take are your responsibility. How others interpret your actions or deal with what you say or do is up to them. However, know that you are not immune to how they react. See, people on the other end of your words or deeds are not expected to swallow it and drive on as if nothing happened, only to have you do it again to them and again and again. Folks, I'm also not saying that you should coddle or shield those you lead or want to lead from the realities of life. What I am saying is, if you want to lead, then learn how to lead people. Remember, you're not driving cattle. See, when it comes to leading others, it means that you want to be out front and help shape the future of others. Then you need to learn how to do just that. So driving cattle is just another form of management. Anyone can manage cattle, but not everyone can lead people. Therefore, it behooves you to cast aside your train of thought of managing also equals leading. No, it doesn't. Managing does not equal leading. Now, as for your actions, well, when you act like a manager but believe you are a leader, then know the reactions will be exactly what you expect. The actions of the manager will return the results that will most certainly be bare bones, the minimum, the standard. See, the same applies to your personal life, your self-leadership. You put in the bare bones minimum, then your resulting consequences will be the same, the minimum. You put in more work, give more, take more action, then yes, your results will be more. Now, I do want to go back to that sentence. You put in more work, you give more, you Take more action. Then your results will be more. The consequences will be in your favor. Yes, it is that simple. And again, a word of warning or advice, if it pleases you. When you take little to no action, then know your consequences will not be in your favor. You take people for granted, your consequences will not be in your favor, as you are putting others in a position they would rather not find themselves in. Therefore, you get what you give. It is that simple, folks. See, if you bring nothing but bitching, moaning, whining, and complaining, then rest assured the results will be those individuals you feel you have to vent to will find their well of patience and tolerance has run dry. And they find themselves backed into a corner. So they rightfully stop dealing with you. They would rather break from you than to continually hear the incessant droning and ramblings about how bad things are happening to you, especially when you put yourself in situations that are potentially dangerous, or harmful. Now, I do hope you get what I'm trying to say here. See, you create your own situations and then act surprised that others called you out on it and they decided enough was enough. They didn't want to deal with it anymore. Don't be surprised. You did it to yourself. And folks, it does not take a lot of work to understand that if you want to be respected, you want to be heard, and you want to be understood, then learn how to deal with people. Learn it now. Learn it early before it's too late. And for those of you that find that, well, it's too late, it may be too late for that relationship, business, personal, or otherwise. But it is not too late to try to be better on the next relationship. Remember, to not make that mistake again and reap the same consequences again, no, they did not suddenly break off the relationship as that consequence. No, your contribution by your actions was the catalyst for the consequences you currently find yourself in. Now, we are constantly doing something and those consequences are all around us. Right now, folks, right now, this very moment as I speak and as you're listening to me, I know for a fact there are things that I am doing and things that I am intentionally not doing that are going to yield consequences that I will like and consequences I will not enjoy. Now, whatever those consequences may or may not be, I do not know. But what I do know about those consequences is that I own them. I own it all. I own it from the actions and inactions that I take or don't take to the consequences. Good and bad, I own it. And on that note, I share the following observation. If you are not prepared to own what you do and what you fail to do, what you say, what you said, and the inevitable consequence for all of that is simple. You are not prepared to lead. So folks, let's get to work. I want to take a moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. There you will find all my past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, how to subscribe, how to follow me on my social media, how to get yourself a copy of my books, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to visit daveguerra.com. Well, we've reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found this episode educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you continue to join me for the next episode. Now, please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, concerns, show ideas by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter, that's the @ Dave Guerra, all one word, that's my name, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra. So again, Dave_Guerra. And again, that's on Instagram. I do look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, and be the walking leader. I am David Guerra, and I thank you.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.